Call me weird, but I love moving spirits onto the light. Sometimes it's a challenge, but mostly I enjoy the opportunity it gives me to be creative. The options are only as limited as your imagination. So let's look at some possibilities, both for if you have psychic abilities and if you don't. We'll start with the latter. Techniques anyone can use. There are a number of techniques that anyone can use to get rid of your average ghost, and it doesn't require any particular psychic ability at all. Most of these revolve around understanding that ghosts are people too. Even if they're dead people, they still have the same beliefs and feelings that they held when alive. So you can think of them as simply unwanted house guests. They can leave if they want to. You just have to make them want to. It's about psychology. So how do we make them want to leave? Well, sometimes it's as simple as telling them to leave, but say it forcefully, as if you really mean it. And it can be that simple. You can also make the place they're haunting unpleasant to be around. This can involve telling nonstop knock-knock jokes ad nauseum, playing It's a Small World After All for hours on end, or doing just about anything else that would drive a normal adult mad. Another person I know did nothing but harangue the ghost and say horrible things to them for days on end. It left and didn't come back. A third option, of course, is to embarrass them out of the house. Believe it or not, this works. Laugh at them. Most ghosts don't appreciate that. You can also ask their guides or yours to move the spirit on for you. Some people do this in prayer, or you can just simply do this with meditation, or just state out loud to your guides, okay, see if you can move this one on. Fifth, sometimes incense works, depending in part on the strength of your beliefs and those of the ghost. See the fact sheet on spiritual cleansing for more about this. It doesn't hurt to be culturally sensitive. Jewish ghosts are not as apt to be oppressed by having a crucifix waved at them as one that lived a Christian life. If you know who your ghost is, think about what would or would not impress them and tailor your tactics to their belief system. Believe it or not, it can make a difference. Now, let's look at the techniques that psychics can use, because they have a little bit more variety and choice. Basically, it kind of falls into a couple categories when you're psychic, one of which is you can force them to go, basically push the ghost out. You can entice them to the light, or you can do a mixture of those two. What makes it fun is this is where you really get to be creative. I mean, no holds barred. And again, it helps to think about psychology. I tend to ask the following questions and use my intuition to scan for the answers. First of all, you want to understand, why are they stuck? Is something holding them back? Often they're afraid of going to the light. This can be as simple as ignorance. They don't realize they can go anywhere, either because they don't realize they're dead or simply don't know they have a choice after they die. Occasionally, they just want to say hi or communicate a message before they cross over. However, most of the time, it seems to be a fear of moving on, perhaps because they're worried they'll end up in hell or somewhere even worse than they are now. This kind of tends to lead to the next question. What would make it comfortable for them to go? Do they need education? Reassurance? Forgiveness? I ran into one ghost who was a devout Catholic when it died. It had not received absolution and was certain it would go straight to hell if it moved on. My solution was to ask a spirit, or angel if you prefer that term, to come from the light in the form of a priest to give the ghost last rites and absolution. Then the two return together to the light. Happy ending. So this leads to an important concept. You can ask for anything you need to come from the light and assist a ghost to move on. The spirits that come can take any form they desire. So if you ask for a ghost mother or grandfather to come from the light and help them understand their situation, it may not matter whether that particular original soul has reincarnated or is available. An angel or higher being can take that form with knowledge from the Akashic records. Sometimes, particularly with abused children ghosts, it's good to ask for a puppy or a kitten to come from the light. They may be afraid of people, So the trick is to scan for who or what would be most trusted and most reassuring to the ghost. A third thing I ask myself is, can you make it a really good experience for them to leave? Now, this is something I always try to do. And I know you don't have to do it, but it's kinder. Now, I have to admit, occasionally I've had a ghost have so much fun leaving that it came back just so it could leave again, but that's really rare. Mostly it ensures they won't balk at the last minute and refuse to finish their transition. So I'll sometimes send ghosts of children off on moving rocking chairs, or adults in whatever vehicles they most enjoyed, whether Surreys, a Model T, a plane, or a sports car. Heck, if they want a Porsche, they can have a Porsche. I like them to not only be comfortable moving on, but happy about it. Now, if I'm going to be dealing with large groups of spirits, I'll often ask for a train to come from the light. And then you can add the fun element using the conductor. The conductor or guide will assist the passengers on the train. They can give out free lunch boxes, goodies like balloons to the children, champagne to the adults. I mean, have fun with us. Think about what you'd enjoy. What would make you happy to take a trip? Again, what you do once you decide what you're going to use is visualize or imagine this happening. See it in your mind's eye. And often you'll be aware of whether it's working because you'll see the ghost smiling and happy, disappearing into the light with whomever you call to accompany them. Or you won't. You'll see them balk and you'll realize, going to have to do some adjustment here to get these guys to move on. Now, what about those that don't want to move on? I mean, really don't want to, and nothing you do seems to be able to entice them. Occasionally I will run into a spirit that simply refuses to go. It knows it's dead, or in rare cases, was never alive. It refuses to be annoyed away. It won't be enticed away. And what makes it really bad is some of these spirits actually enjoy tormenting the people they're haunting. Now, I don't like to use the term evil, but some of these entities come close, and they clearly qualify for the term unenlightened. I have three techniques for getting rid of stubborn spirits. Depending on how difficult they are to move on and whether they're really nasty. The first technique is simply to ask angels to come from the light and forcibly move the spirits on. I'll sometimes visualize a couple of burly angels, you know, big white wings, picking the ghost up by either arm and carrying them off into the light. A second technique is to visualize a sphere of white light encasing the ghost like an impenetrable bubble. And then you can visualize the bubble, ghost and all, floating into the light. Or you can imagine angels picking it up and actually moving it into the light for you. Lastly, if I'm dealing with something really nasty that may be powerful, I use a deeper trance state myself. And I will do all the normal things that we talk about in the fact sheet. I'll center, I'll ground, I'll shield, make sure I'm fully protected, move into that deep trance state. And then I focus on sending that entity love, deep, unconditional love that flows around them like a thick, pink blanket, encasing them in both that pink love energy and also in white light on top of it. Now, truly evil beings hate love, okay? Can't stand it. I mean, even ignoring the whole issue of the color pink, they enjoy fear and anger. And that's what they're used to. But love is something they cannot deal with. They will shrink away from it. And as they shrink away from it, you can encase them in that white light that acts as a barrier to keep anything from coming out. And of course, they can't get away from the pink love energy or the white light because they're completely and utterly surrounded by it. I wrap them up tight like a mummy in white light. And then when they're fully, completely encased, I hand them over like a package to the angels to bear away for re-education. I can't stress enough that if you have any fear, you cannot do this technique. Your feelings of love for that lost soul must be deep and sincere. When you can have that feeling of deep love and be sincere about it, it's amazing how powerful that technique can be. Now, there are certain things I want to suggest you always do regardless of the technique you use. First of all, before you start, surround yourself, as I mentioned a moment ago, with white light for protection. This must be a complete sphere that goes all the way around you without any gaps or holes. I also routinely visualize two cords, one gold that goes to the center of the earth to ground me, and one silver that goes to the highest source of inspiration for those who serve the light. I'll take a moment to feel that sense of balance and protection. Sometimes there's actually kind of a little slight tug that I'll feel almost in my solar plexus area as everything sort of pulls into balance. If I have others I'm working with who are unable to provide their own protection, I'll also do that for them, imagining them safely encased in white light and thoroughly protected from anything that might be around. I'd also like to suggest that when you've finished moving the ghosts onto the light, you visualize white light surrounding the place that you evicted them from. If the entities were unpleasant ones, it's also a good idea to do a bit of house cleaning to get rid of any leftover energy from them. There are any number of ways that you can do this. It's just a matter of what's easiest for you to imagine, whether a white tornado, Mr. Clean with a mop, a vacuum cleaner of white light that can suck up any leftovers, and spirits too if you wish, just have them trapped in the bag and taken to the light or sucked up a hose straight into the light. Or you can use any other visualization that makes you smile. Again, it's hard to be afraid while you're laughing. So something amusing, it's a good way to go. I'll often decorate the place in the astral, adding flowers or teddy bears as appropriate. Of course, you have to understand, I often do clean children's rooms, so teddy bears work. Just as with personal shielding, when you shield a room or a house with white light, be sure that you set the intention that it be effortlessly self-maintaining, allowing only those with the highest and best intentions to pass through and blocking out anything negative. In fact, anything negative can actually empower the shield so that you don't have to worry about it ever being able to get in or get through. One last thing. If the spirits are guides, you won't be able to get rid of them, but you won't want to either. It should be clear from your interactions with these beings that they have your best interest at heart and are encouraging you in positive and helpful ways. If you have entities that are saying bad things to you or getting you into trouble, you don't want to let them stay. Likewise, if you believe in reincarnation, allowing a ghost to remain stuck on the earth plane is really not in its best interest because it keeps them from progressing. So even if you like their company, I'd recommend encouraging them to finish their transitions. Remember, they can always choose to come back and visit you again from the light. They just won't be earthbound if they do so.